So it will take 18 months to build the building. And then the idea is that we can have the ground floor for a restaurant.
New Delhi will like it. New Delhi people will appreciate a vegetarian restaurant. So I think there's some pleasing news, Srila Prabhupada. This is from sent by Bhardwaj Prabhu. It's a letter.
Delhi temple is going to find.
Oh yes, we're redecorating everything inside. We've painted to about 4 feet off the ground with some gloss paint and then nice distemper. And I've spent a lot of money, around 2,000 rupees on the whole temple. Temple room, deity room, kitchens, everything. We're painting it all. And now Bhakti Chaitanya Swami, he will have his office there. CBC office will be in Delhi. A very good arrangement.
Maybe I should show you the pictures first. I brought your glasses. These are the photographs from the Prabhupada of the deities to be installed in Fiji. He's sending to you for your approval. First, this is Sri C. Guru Gauranga in day dress.
Just like that. Right?
Here is a picture of the same Guru Gauranga in night dress.
You can say it is super excellent.
I've ridden it 3 times. Here's your Guru Maharaj. He looks like a young man, Srila Prabhupada. Very young. Here he is with full dress and garlanded.
Yeah.
Here's your Divine Grace, Murti. Fully dressed and garlanded. Here is the deity of Lord Nityananda, dressed and undressed, so you can see. They've done very nicely with the two photographs. You can get the full idea. I think the proportions are first class, just accurate.
in there?
Fiji.
Plasticine?
Oh. Here comes the Naga Patnis.
Fiji, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Not this.
They will be. That's just showing you the Murti. Here's Krishna Kaliya. Here's the full picture, Shri Prabhupada. Those are just, I think, temporary dresses to give an idea. Dear Srila Prabhupada, I fall down in the dust of your lotus feet in desperate hope of being purified of countless offenses.
You have done super excellent. Murtis, thank you very much.
Should I go and read? I am low-born and completely disqualified from the exalted position of your servant, yet I cannot give up the desire for it. Please be merciful to me.
That is Krishna's mercy. That you are feeling like that, humble, that is Krishna.
Says, I have received your merciful letter dated April 8th, in which you have instructed me to fashion Panchatattva Vigraha for the Hawaii Yatra. You also revealed your desire to see photographs of the completed set of Murtis for the Krishna Kaliya Mandir in Fiji. In regards to the Hawaii deities, we have just now been able to begin the work, and it would be completed sometime in the end of August. We have already received remuneration for 50% of the cost from Shruti Kirti Das. As far as the Krishna Kaliya temple vigrahas, I beg to inform you that they have been shipped 2 weeks ago, along with two sets of dresses, one for the day and one for the night, for all of them. Enclosed, please find a complete set of photographs of the Fiji Murtis.
That also, but it's...
I hope that they meet with your approval. We are now in the process of completing a reproduction of the Sangsara display for the twofold purpose of museum publicity, a special photograph to be taken by a famous photographer. It's funny, you told them not to do this, but they went ahead and did it. And an exhibit to be displayed at the Los Angeles First Annual Rathayatra Festival grounds. This Samsara diorama has an outstanding response from the general public, and we hope to make it available to many centers for the preaching work in the near future. In connection with this, I had an idea of constructing traveling trailers housing one such exhibit, complete with lights and sound, explaining the process. He says he wants to make a trailer. A trailer means like a big, you know. And sound, explain the process of transmigration of the soul and other philosophical displays in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita. He says, these trailers could be used to distribute your divine grace's books in many new inaccessible places. I would like to know if this meets with your kind approval.
Oh, yes.
We have a model of Sangsara on display in our shop window, and all day long we are getting dozens of curious passerbys from the street who inquire submissively and listen attentively to the philosophy. I remember your divine grace telling me emphatically.
I just said about what you expect.
As I remember in Bombay in 1974 that this would make our preaching successful all over the world.
Yeah.
Now I am practicing.
Without reading books, they will understand. That is a mass of people. Without education, they will understand.
It's like the circus.
He says, I have sent out an advertisement to all centers to encourage them to order Guru and Gauranga deities from us. We can deliver these to them in a very short time and at a lower cost than the Jaipur craftsmen. I hope that this meets with your approval.
Yes.
They're not made of marble.
But they are as good as they are there.
I don't know. I hope so.
They are being made from marble powder.
Yeah, they're very strong. Says, we have maintained through your never-ending kindness for 2 years or more financially in terms of our daily operational requirements and household support. Now I am looking for ways of relieving Bhaktivedanta Book Trust of the burden at once. Deity making, the Sangsara trailer, and other such enterprises will provide means for our maintenance and research expenditures, which in this project will inevitably increase constantly as we take on more and more ambitious undertakings.
From Bhagavatam, you can make hundreds and thousands of dollars. Each stanza of Bhagavad will give you ideas of God. The Kurmis can exhibit a dharmasya java parvarsha. This law can be explained. what is the meaning of religion by God exhibition. When you do it, I shall give you idea of how to.
Just by your mercy now, there is a very concentrated effort on behalf of Ramaswara Swami, Ambarish Das, and myself to plan and build an impressive theistic exhibition in Washington, D.C., which would attract the attention of some of the world's greatest leaders and dignitaries. The scope and implications of this task are breathtaking, and I am feeling very small and insignificant in confrontation with it, just like a dwarf trying to touch the moon. However, if you want me to perform this task, then kindly give me your mercy and bless me.
Then assistance, and this will be recognized by government and everyone. You do more than Columbus. Different compartment, a different explanation of Bhagavad Sloka by dogs will attract millions of people to see. Will you not?
Oh, it'll become more than Disney.
So, and you can charge some fees. All around this doll exhibition in the medium planetarium, small.
Small?
Yes. If we are going to have it in Mayapur,
we can
have it in. Not very small, but proportion.
He says the faith, they call it faith, first American theistic exhibit. The faith Los Angeles exhibit is now complete with very small details remaining on the complex computer system. It will be operational on July 10th, 4 days ago. And the grand opening will be held on Janmashtami this year. I have no right to hope in this way, but in spite of my intelligence, I wish your divine grace could see this first attempt for theistic exhibition in the Western world. He says, if it's not possible for you to come, then he'd like to make a film and bring it to India to show it to you. Is that all right?
Yeah.
One point, he says, I would like to clear up in connection with our distribution of Murtis. I have had many requests and inquiries about placing the form of your divine grace on the Vyasa-san along with or instead of on the altar for worship. Is this permissible? In some temples, the altar is too small and will not accommodate the present size of the
Vyasa-san.
So either one is all right.
There is picture in that and Vyasa-san.
So these Murtis can be placed on the Vyasa-san?
Yeah.
Well, what about like Guru Gauranga? Just like in Krishna Kaliya temple, they're going to have to do it on the altar.
Go one place with you.
Right. So if there's enough room on the altar, it can be there. Otherwise, on the Vyasa.
Yeah.
Another point is the subject matter of my conversation with you last year. He says, you explained at that time that rosin is a byproduct of crude oil, which is a transformation of earth. Since earth is one of the materials used for fashioning of murtis, this plastic is also suitable for the purpose. As I am understanding this, am I understanding this correctly? He says, yes, it's correct. He says, rosin is a byproduct of crude oil, which is a transformation of earth. And earth is one of the bona fide substances. Some of the temple presidents are contesting the purity of the substance and are hesitant to order deities on this account. On the other hand,
you can do whichever is very sound and strong.
This is very sound and strong.
Bhumirapanarova. Original ingredient is bhumi. At
so there's no reason, it's pure. It's not a question if it's not pure.
Sarvam Kalidam Brahmam.
He said, another thing he says, the last point is that he saw, you know, those in New York, they made those busts to be put in libraries of your divine grace. Some sculptures. Remember when I showed you some photographs of their... He says... He understood that busts of divine images of Guru and Krishna are not to be made. He says, in New York, you explain at this point with reference to photographs that were used in Bhaktivedanta of your divine self that it was impersonal to cut off some portion of the complete worshipful form.
No, if it is not worshipful, if it is to be kept alive, it is that kind of thing.
Yeah. He says, I beg to be excused for troubling your divine grace and all these questions, which I always hesitate to do, but I took this liberty. He says that they're going to try as long as they can make busts. He says, we would like to make them larger than life size in the monumental style, which would include your lotus feet, full size for museums and other places, big size, anywhere where people want to display, but it won't be worship, it'll be on display. That's one letter. If you feel tired, I can read more later on. I haven't seen what this is yet, but from Gargamuni Maharaj. It's to all India GBC and temple presidents. Dear Maharajas and Prabhus, please accept my humble obeisances. Enclosed, please find our newly established Encyclopedia of Vedic Knowledge program. This is the beginning of the major big book distribution program in India. Our library party has already received tremendous success in this program, and Srila Prabhupada has greatly encouraged us to sell these all over India. The profit only amounts to rupees 10 per book, but it will allow everyone to regularly read our books and refer to it as an authentic encyclopedia. Our aim is to replace this encyclopedia against all other encyclopedias, which are meant to take the people to the hellish planets. When our representatives come to your area, please be good enough to assist them in making possible that Srila Prabhupada's books be distributed to leading educational intellectual persons all over India. Here's what he's published, Srila Prabhupada. It's called the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust Library Encyclopedia of Vedic Knowledge. I think I should read it to you because it's got mostly words in it.
Read the comment.
That's pretty much the whole thing.
Pamphlet.
Yeah, it's a pamphlet. Should I read it to you?
Mm-hmm.
It says Bhaktivedanta Book Trust Encyclopedia Department, Hare Krishna Land, Juhu Road, Juhu, Bombay. In 1970, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada founded the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust for worldwide printing and publishing of Vedic knowledge. Today, the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust publishes in 25 languages with a total of 55 million publications printed in 6 years.
Wow.
55 million. That means an average of nearly 10 million a year. Pieces of literature. No other publishing house can boast that. I don't think such a big amount. The Bhaktivedanta Book Trust offices are located in Los Angeles, New York, London, Paris, Frankfurt, and Bombay. Srila Prabhupada has...
You can send one subway to Dr. Kapoor.
I'll tell Gargamuni. It'll be more impressive coming from Bombay. Where's Bombay? Srila Prabhupada has taken on the monumental task of translating the essence of all Vedic. Here it comes. All in all, the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust Library Encyclopedia of Vedic Knowledge includes at least 100 published volumes. Scholars from all over the world have described Srila Prabhupada as a literary genius after reading his treasure chest of Vedic knowledge. And now, for the first time, this treasure chest of transcendental knowledge is unlocked for everyone to dive deep into the ocean of transcendental bliss upon reading these classics. These words are nectar. It is no wonder that this transcendental treasure chest of spiritual texts have been described by many scholars as the first presentation of full encyclopedia of Vedic knowledge. This encyclopedia touches various subject matters relating to philosophy, religion, sociology and anthropology, literature and classics, political science and history, and psychology. On the back side of this pamphlet, an order blank to apply for a full encyclopedia published by the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust is given. Please fill in and return. Here's what he says. The Bhaktivedanta Book Trust Library of Vedic Knowledge can make a worthwhile gift to a friend or relative, or may be kept in one's own home. Or one may contribute to a set to a school, college, hospital, library, reading room, temple, or for any other charitable purpose. The Bhaktivedanta Book Trust is offering this encyclopedia on an easy installment basis, by which one may receive published volumes every month without any extra cost. Sounds like you're getting a lot for free.
No, no, no.
He has a fee.
Got a little money.
Kindly fill in the form below to receive your first volumes. Then it says name, age, date of purchase, address, city, state, country, type of business, phone, number of sets to be purchased. Number of sets to be purchased. It's very helpful. Whether encyclopedia is for personal use or other, please explain, because they're going to keep a file to see what people use it for. Number of books to be received each year. Amount given as advance. He says at least 50% of the total cost can be given for the complete set as advance and balance to be made in yearly installments. Signature of purchaser. Please note that the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust shall fulfill its obligation to supply all books to the purchaser as agreed upon and shall ship all books, postage prepaid, to any part of the world. Dated and signature of the salesman. Checks to be made out in the name of Bhaktivedanta Book Trust, Bombay. The encyclopedia, the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust Library Encyclopedia of Vedic Knowledge. Founder Acharya's Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Recommendations and appreciations by leading scholars of India on the BBT Library Encyclopedia of Vedic Knowledge. He seems to have got a lot. I don't know how he did this. This idea, these are different recommendations. It's from Minister of Education, Government of Maharashtra, Srimati Pratibha Patil. I therefore wholeheartedly recommend this encyclopedia of our culture and all BBT publications to all educational institutions, schools, libraries, and colleges concerned with the moral and cultural development of their students within the boundary of Maharashtra and throughout the world. See, each one, he has the word encyclopedia bold and underlined. They're different. PhD from Harvard University. All different big personalities. The mayor of Bombay. Padma Bhushan, vice chancellor of Baroda University. Professor of Gujarati language, gold medal winner and author of 36 Gujarati books, another man. Another award-winning gold medalist in Gujarati literature, award-winning author in Sindhi literature. All of these people are giving their recommendations. Award-winning author in Sindhi literature. Head of the Department of Sanskrit at Bombay University. Head of the Department of Sindhi at RC College, Bombay. Then he has a review by P.M. Joshi, Dr. P.M. Joshi, past director of Archives and Historical Monuments, Maharashtra Government, past professor in charge of history, Bombay and Pune University. So many different titles. Then he has one from Prabhudas P. Patwari, the governor of Tamil Nadu. And another one from the Deputy Director of Research of the Lok Sabha. Would you like to see some more things, Shor?
Yeah.
This next one is also from Gargamuni. It includes a letter, Shor Prabhupada. My dear Srila Prabhupada, please accept my humble obeisances at your divine lotus feet. We fervently pray that your divine grace continue to remain in this world because we need your personal guidance. Even when Lord Krishna disappeared, Arjuna lost all strength temporarily.
I just had to remind you of personal guidance. Physically present or not. As I am getting personal guidance from my guru.
He says, Arjuna was a great, powerful devotee, and he would overcome the he could overcome the shock, but we are most fallen and cannot endure such a shock of having you leave us. We are already mortified by such a thought. Your movement is just now being accepted, and we want you to remain to lead all your devotees towards successful spiritual life. Despite our offenses, all of us deeply have great love for your divine grace, and our world will become dark without your presence. Materially, you have provided all of your devotees with everything: big temples, money, prestige, and honor. Nice prasadam. That's not the deal. But I would relish more being with you. Without all of this, without all of these things, as we he says, but personally, I would relish more being with you. Without all of these things, as we began at 26 Second Avenue, simply hearing you chant and talk for hours is my only solace. I don't want anything else. We left all these material things to be with you only. So please have mercy with your devotees by allowing us to have your personal appearance as long as possible. He says, I may also says, I may also come to cook and clean for you.
Yes, yes,
if you so desire, and carry you also.
You are doing more important things than do that. But if you want to do whatever you like to do, be able to cook.
Everyone compliments his cooking. Everyone.
He says, we have a great debt to repay you, and we are perplexed how to repay. At least your divine grace may stay as long as we try to repay till the debt we owe to you. He says, I think if we work hard and preach and the world recognizes this movement, then you may want to stay here longer.
Yes, that's a fact.
I am constantly filling this into the minds of the members of the library party. We are now emphasizing your books as a library of encyclopedia of Vedic knowledge, and I am herewith enclosing reviews from the biggest Marathi, Gujarati, and Sindhi scholars.
Yes, it is very nice.
No, there's another thing. He's this whole thing. These are new reviews I'm going to read to you.
Oh.
I also have other good news. He says, says, the Andhra Pradesh government has sent a newsletter to all libraries in the state requesting them to order our books as they are approved by the state. Also, the Endowments Commission has also written to all the temples in Andhra Pradesh requesting them to purchase our books. Very important.
The Endowment Minister is very favorable to us.
In addition, the Gujarati government has requested all libraries in the state to purchase our books by way of newsletter.
Ananda.
Here in Maharashtra, the new chief minister and education minister have approved of our movement. And the basis of these letters, I sent our devotee to 5 district towns on the basis of these letters, on the strength of the letters from the chief minister and education minister. He sent his devotees to 5 district towns, and they secured 32 standing orders in 3 weeks.
From 5 towns.
Now we are going to all the district towns. That means not very big cities. Now we are going to all the district towns in Maharashtra, and almost 1,000 standing orders have been taken all over India so far. Since we have started the encyclopedia program, many persons have ordered every single book you have published. Nearly 20 encyclopedia orders have been taken so far. This means every book, not just one standing order, complete.
Tremendous.
Says first week, July, 3 of our men are opening a BBT library office in Bangkok. They have a mission to develop this whole area, Southeast Asia, for book distribution. He sent a team of 3 men to develop Southeast Asia, and they've opened an office in Bangkok. Their program includes 1, government recognition of our books. 2, sales to universities and colleges. 3, acceptance of our books by leading scholars. And 4, sales of encyclopedias to Hindus. All of Southeast Asia will be developed for book distribution. We pray for your blessing in this.
He is dictating the underlying effect. Very great things.
Says Palika, being the manager, is very active and happy and busily engaged in keeping all the files properly.
Now she has got right appointment. She is very intelligent. And give her proper assistance. She can do very nice.
Says, so far I have credits of over 3 lakhs of rupees with BBT in our first year of distribution. He's given over 3 lakhs business.
Now print books. And have enough stock.
Yeah, that's what he wants. He complains that there isn't.
No, then you have to manage that department also. How? There must be sufficient stock. Not depend on one press. Mr. Myers, let it.
Yeah.
What is the address? Do you know?
No, he wants to bring us samples for us.
Very soon I shall send you a good address of printing tomorrow in Bombay. At least 3-4 printers should go on continuously printing also. Your money is spending. Reprinting books.
He says that he has 3 lakh rupees credit so far, and our accounts receivable still amount to 2 lakhs. So 5 lakhs in 1 year. He says, no school has defaulted in their payments. None of them. I am also enclosing a complete list of our standing orders in India. We pray for your guidance and blessings in our march towards successful spiritual life.
All attempts to follow our march.
Do you want to hear some of the reviews, Srila Prabhupada?
Mm-hmm.
You're not feeling tired at all.
No.
I think this is invigorating. Important Muslim reviews.
Mm.
He's labeled it. Right? This is from H.N.H. Hajmi, head professor of head of the Department of Urdu at Lucknow University. Though I have little knowledge of Sanskrit, but as a student of literature, I have been impressed by the meticulous care and clarity with which each mantra of the said, of course, my mother tongue Urdu, it could not only universalize the teachings of the Vedantas, but also it could very much help in bringing about the much needed integration of the multilingual humanity. Here's another one from the head of the Department of Philosophy and Social Sciences in Madras. His name is Usair Mohammed Qasim. Swami Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita as it is a remarkable exposition of Vedanta philosophy. What impressed me most is its non-sectarian analysis and acceptability. So it's non-sectarian. Everyone would say it's a very... Most Hindus would say the Bhagavad Gita is our book. But here is a Muslim saying it's non-sectarian. Furthermore, this book, I am sure, will inspire men of all faiths. The rendering is authentic and lucid. I am confident that this admirable classic will contribute to a greater understanding of Indian philosophical heritage. But this book should be shown to these government men in Delhi for this review. Usair Mohammed Qasim.
We can make copies.
Yeah, right, this is an important encyclopedia of Vedic knowledge reviews. Yeah, actually, he got all of these reviews recently. It's amazing. Yeah. It's amazing how many reviews they got. These are all from the months of May and June, I think. Yeah. You want to hear some of them? Minister of Education. Message. The ancient roots of traditional Indian life reach farther into the distant past than any other country on earth. What thousands of years ago culminated in education included the development in the student of all good qualities. In other words, the pupil was ignited with a desire to learn and develop himself rather than strive for material rewards. From out of the great ages, the ancients, headed by Sri Vyasadeva, have left us the timeless treatise of Srimad Bhagavatam, the basis of all education. This is the Minister of Education, the government of Maharashtra. She's admitting Vyasadeva. The basis of all education. Later, the saint Krishnadas Kaviraj, in commenting upon the life of the great Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya, brought to the highest level of understanding these principles in his immortal Indian classic Chaitanya Chaitamrita. It is a good fortune of the world that these two spiritual works, presented as the Encyclopedia of Indian Culture, have been translated and commented upon in the style of a true scholar, by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, out of his obviously great desire to inject the world with his vast storehouse of learning, has translated precisely the rich Sanskrit and Bengali slokas. He has given the transliteration, word-for-word meaning, purports,
and each line filled with full-color illustrations by his disciples. I therefore wholeheartedly recommend this encyclopedia of our culture and all other Bhaktivedanta Book Trust publications to all educational institutions, schools, libraries, and colleges concerned with the moral and cultural development of their students within the boundary of Maharashtra and throughout the world. Here's one from the mayor of Bombay, Murli S. Deora. He's the new mayor. The good work of the members of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness is well known to me. It is especially commendable that the founder Acharya of the society, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, has been able to convince so many foreigners all about the simple purity of India's exalted philosophy, plain living and high thinking. Swamiji is a very highly respected Vedic scholar, and he has seen to it that his numerous disciples from all over India and the world stick to the actual disciplines required of students of our ancient philosophy. The growing cultural and educational center, now under construction at Juhu. He refers to it as the growing cultural and educational center. He's understood your purpose there. Is an object of deep interest and pride to myself and all fellow Bombay citizens. The members of Krishna Consciousness are always well-mannered and cheerful due to the blessings of their benign Swamiji. Anyone who reads Srila Prabhupada's clear translations and commentaries of well-known Sanskrit and Bengali literature can understand his secret of success. I do not think such accurate, scholarly, and clear expositions of Vedic culture can be found in English elsewhere. His Bhaktivedanta Book Trust Publishing House has made sure that the immortal words of our classics have been presented in first-class style. Among the BBT publications, the Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Chaitamrita, comprising an encyclopedia of Vedic knowledge, are especially notable. I have examined volumes of these sets and recommend these sets not only for our municipal corporation libraries and municipal funded libraries, but for all libraries of the world wherever... He says, but for all libraries of the world, wherever people have a sincere interest to go into the depths of Vedic philosophy. Signed, Murli S. Deora, Mayor of Bombay. Next, from the Indian Institute of Technology in Bombay. This is from Dr. Ramkant Sanari, Chairman of the Department, Indian Institute of Technology. Department of Humanities and Social Sciences. Sir, I am pleased to make the following comments concerning your beautiful and learned publication, Sri Chaitanya Chaitamrita of Goswami Krishna Kaviraj and Srimad Bhagavatam, both written by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. I feel that these works are the result of Swami Prabhupada's extraordinary commitment to the bhakti cult in the Indian tradition. Swami Prabhupada's style and language are full of the flashes of his intuition. They clearly represent his realization that love for God and for mankind should be the foundation of all interpersonal relations. Krishna is the symbol of this love. He is the absolute in an incarnate form. Love for Krishna, therefore sung in all forms of devotion-laden language, asserts man's empathy towards his entire creation. The Central Library of the Indian Institute of Technology, Bombay, has already secured, on my recommendation, the above-mentioned works. Complete. These works are read by the faculty and students here not only for their religious message, but also for the unique interpretation they embody of the traditional cult of Bhakti in India. The poetic and devotionalistic tenor of these works, I am sure, would make one realize the meaning of man's dependence on God. I have no hesitation to state that His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada has done an immortal service to the movement of devotionalism in Hinduism in particular and in world's religions in general by so ably bringing out these works in beautiful English. Every library in the world that is engaged in promoting the welfare of the human self by turning it towards the supremacy of the Divine Spirit should have these... should have on its shelf these works. Next is a letter from, it's Trimbak Govind Mindpark, professor of Sanskrit and head of the department at the University of Bombay. His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, the renowned Vedic scholar and founder acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, has translated into English the Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Chaitamrita, the Encyclopedia of Vedic Culture. Now it's getting to be known like that. The special feature of this publication is to be seen in the explanatory notes added with a view to summing up the purport of the passages rendered. The Bhagavatam is a classic of the Krishna cult, and in the matter of sweetness, sincerity of devotion, and purity of emotion, it surpasses all other texts of the Puranas as well as other texts of the Bhagavata religion. As such, it is no wonder that it has become a veritable scripture of the devotees of this cult. Again, of all incarnations of the highest Lord, the Krishna incarnation has a peculiar fascination for the Indian mind and has all along exercised a great influence over the Hindu religious mind, in fact, of all minds that have God consciousness. The Lord's grace, His interest and deep concern for His devotees, and even for sinners, His great love for all beings without any distinction of order, caste, creed, and sex, His ever willingness to look after all ardent devotees, His extreme sweetness, all these qualities have made Him the most easily lovable of the divine manifestations. The text of the Bhagavata sings of the whole life of the Lord from His childhood to His withdrawal from the world, yet the philosophical aspects receive greater emphasis than the historical ones. Not simply that it's some stories, it's full of philosophy. Along with the Bhagavata, the Chaitanya Chaitamrita has received as much care and attention in the translation by Srila Prabhupada. The Bhaktivedanta Book Trust is presenting these two sets as an encyclopedia of our culture, and our university has made a standing order of these volumes, which our students delight in reading. There is no doubt that the Swamiji has immensely obliged all the lovers of our Vedic culture and devotees of Krishna cult by this simple, clear, faithful, and illuminating rendering into English. The notes bring out beautifully the subtle implications of the Sanskrit and Bengali text. The lay reader is thus greatly helped in appreciating and understanding the brilliant simplicity of the path of bhakti. He is the head of the Department of Sanskrit at the Bombay University. The printing is really excellent and the general get-up highly attractive. I have nothing but the highest praise for this splendid publication. The BBT's encyclopedia would be a valuable asset to each school and college library, as well as all general libraries throughout the world. Mm. These reviews are as good as your books, you'll call it. They're tremendous.
Another chapter.
Here's a letter from the member of the advisory board of the Sahitya Academy. Sahitya Academy. You know what that is, Shola? Sahitya Academy? I think it's a literary academy. No earthly writer today can match the vast outpouring of pure verse which our ancient sages, particularly the great Vyasadeva, have left to the world. Motivated by a deep desire to give moral, cultural, and educational upliftment to all people, irrespective of caste, creed, or nationality, they have taught us the higher values of life through the medium of historical narrations, biographies, the lives of great men, and simple, instructive stories. The unlimited wealth which they have left behind in the Devanagari script is sheer ecstasy to read for the poet, the student, and the common man. Since dialectic differences began to splinter men into smaller groups, the original language Sanskrit was gradually forgotten. It is special grace upon the denizens of this world today that His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, has done such a tremendous job of meticulously translating into so many languages the sacred books of our heritage. Swamiji's most noteworthy achievement is his Encyclopedia of Vedic Education, the multi-volume presentation of the Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Chaitamrita. One thing, Srila Prabhupada, that this calling it the Encyclopedia of Vedic, as he's doing, it has everyone has always known the Srimad Bhagavatam, but fewer people knew of Chaitanya Chaitamrita, and now these two are lumped together as equally very important works. It's very much increased the notice of Chaitanya Chaitamrita. His treatment of the verses through his transparent translations and purports show that his scholastic and spiritually realized grasp of the text is uncomparable. It is his understanding of the goal of all knowledge, as shown by his skillful pen, that makes him rightfully the founder and acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. I am very, very happy to see that many different types of libraries and institutions of the world are snapping up his encyclopedia.
So, the colonies can't see David more than that.
Any educational center interested in giving a complete education to its pupils should follow the example set by the University of California, the British Library, the Oxford University, and the University of Bombay, among many others who have ordered sets of the BBT's encyclopedia. As an Indian, I am proud of the vast accomplishments of my fellow countrymen, Swami Prabhupada. Maybe later on I can read some more of these to you, Shilpa. They're very ecstatic. Yeah, later on I'll read more to you. We haven't even touched this section. This is the list.
Well, Penn got a one in many times. But that is in the language. And that is for free. Enough stuff. All money collected will be mentioned to give us some dairy land.
Dairy land in Agra?
Agra.
I heard also someone was proposing, one man who's staying here now is proposing 4 acres in Agra. They went today to see it. I think Bhagaji went and also Akshayananda Maharaj. They'll give you a report on it.
To get someplace near Delhi also.
Oh, these are linked up. Delhi, Vrindavan, Agra. Mm-hmm.
And Chandigarh. All those four centers.
Four corners.
No.
There was so much good news today, I couldn't even begin to finish it. Now, these things were waiting, see, under registered letter. Now I can always get them.
Jai Shri Prabhupada.